Hey, human, it's Yeti. Welcome to Dane's Delight, your weekly Tuesday life tune-up from the POV of a Great Dane. Grab your snacks, get comfy, and unclench your brain. Today, I'm going to make an argument. A controversial argument, depending on who you ask. Great Danes are the best dogs. Not the easiest dog, not the cheapest dog, not the longest-lived dog, but the best dog, and I'm going to explain why. Let's start with the obvious. We're impressive. Our chew toys have better real estate than most people. When I walk into a room, people notice, not because I'm trying to get attention, just because I'm 150 pounds and stand 32 inches at the shoulder. I am unavoidable, and there's something about that presence that matters. When you have a Great Dane, you don't need a security system. You don't need a beware of dog sign. People see me through the window and decide whether to approach the house. Basically, I'm the neighborhood's living, drooling background check. Now, am I actually dangerous? No. Would I attack an intruder? Probably not. I'd more likely try to befriend them. But they don't know that. So the size serves a purpose. Deterrent. Presence. Authority. You can't get that from a corgi. Here's what makes Great Danes special. We're giant dogs with gentle temperaments. This is not the standard configuration. Usually, the bigger the dog, the more intense the personality. Rottweilers, Mastiffs, and German Shepherds are all great dogs. But they have intensity. They have drive. They have jobs they want to do. Great Danes, we just want to be near you. We're not herding dogs. We're not guard dogs despite our size. We're not hunting dogs. We're companion dogs. That's our whole job. Be with you. And I think that makes us the best dog for most people. Because most people don't need a working dog. They need a friend. Great Danes are often called the world's biggest lap dogs. And that's accurate. We're low energy. We sleep 12 to 14 hours a day. We're happy with 2 20-minute walks. This makes us perfect for people who want a big dog, but don't have the energy for one. You don't need a huge yard. You don't need to run marathons. You don't need to be an outdoor adventure person. You just need a couch big enough for both of us. And honestly, most people have that. Compare that to a husky or a border collie. Beautiful dogs. Incredible dogs. But they need jobs. They need stimulation. They need hours of exercise daily. Great Danes need a walk and a nap. We're very reasonable. There's something elegant about Great Danes that other large breeds don't have. We're proportional, sleek, refined. We move with a certain grace when we're not being clumsy, which admittedly happens. But when a Great Dane is standing still, looking regal, there's something almost aristocratic about it. My human has photos of me just existing, standing in the yard, looking off into the distance, and people comment on how majestic I look. I'm not doing anything. I'm literally just standing there. But apparently, I look impressive while doing it. You can't get that from a Labrador. Labs are wonderful, very friendly, great dogs. But they're not elegant. They're enthusiastic. Great Danes have dignity. Until we try to fit into a car. Then we look like a horse trying to fold itself into a suitcase. Or knock something over with our tail. Or trip over our own feet. But most of the time, dignified. Here's what people don't realize about Great Danes. We have huge personalities in different directions. Some Great Danes are goofy, playful, always making you laugh. Some are serious, reserved, observant. Some are social butterflies who love everyone and every dog they meet. Some are selective and prefer their own people. But all of us are loyal. We all bond deeply with our humans. We all want to be part of the family. And I think the breed's range of personalities means you can find a Great Dane that fits your specific life. Want a goofy companion? There's a Dane for that. Want a calm, quiet presence? There's a Dane for that too. I've talked about this before, but it bears repeating. Great Danes are Velcro dogs. I call it affection. My human calls it a 150-pound Wi-Fi problem. We follow you everywhere. We want to be in touch with you constantly. We don't do well with separation. And for some people, this would be a negative. But for the right people, this is the best quality a dog can have. Because if you want a dog who is truly your companion, not just living in your house, but actually bonded to you, Great Danes deliver that. We're not independent. We're not aloof. We're with you. Fully. Completely. And I think in a world where people feel disconnected and lonely, having a 125-pound creature who just wants to be near you has real value. Here's something counterintuitive. Great Danes are actually good in smaller spaces. I know, you'd think a giant dog needs a giant house. But we don't, because we're low energy. We're not bouncing off walls. We're not running laps through the house. We usually find a spot near you and stay there. I've seen Great Danes live happily in apartments. As long as they get their walks and their people are home regularly, they're fine. They take up floor space, yes, but they're not destroying things or demanding constant activity. Compared to a small, high-energy dog in an apartment, the Dane is actually easier. Great Danes are surprisingly adaptable. We can be city dogs. We can be country dogs. We can be suburban dogs. We can live with kids. We can live with seniors. We can live with single people or families. As long as we have our people and our routine, we adapt. Now, there are limits. We don't do well in extreme heat. We don't do well being left alone for 12 hours a day. But within reasonable parameters, very adaptable. And I think that flexibility makes us the best dog for a wide range of people. Okay, I need to be honest about something. Great Danes are not the best dog for everyone. We're expensive. Food, vet bills, larger everything, and it adds up. We don't live long. 7 to 10 years. That's it. We have health issues. Bloat, heart disease, joint problems, and cancer. We drool. Some of us more than others. But it's a thing. We take up space. Your couch, your bed, your car, your floor space. We're not portable. You can't just pick us up and put us somewhere. And that short lifespan? That's the hardest part. Because you're going to fall completely in love with this dog. And then, you're going to get 7 to 10 years. Maybe less. So when I say Great Danes are the best dog, I mean it. But I also mean, make sure you're ready for the responsibility and the heartbreak. So given all those downsides, why am I still making this argument? Because the upsides outweigh everything else. A Great Dane will love you more completely than almost any other breed. We'll be your shadow, your companion, your 125-pound emotional support animal. We'll make you laugh with our clumsiness and our attempts to be lapdogs. We'll make you feel safe just by existing in the room. We'll force you to slow down, to sit on the couch, to be present because that's where we want to be. And we'll give you stories, so many stories. The time we knocked over the Christmas tree with our tail, Mom cried, Dad swore, and I got cast as the tornado in a Hallmark movie. The time we tried to fit into a space clearly designed for a Chihuahua. Let's just say the space fit one paw and my crushing regret. The time we met a small dog and had no idea how to interact with something that tiny. I sniffed first, sneezed second, and apologized in fluent Scooby-Doo. Great Danes are memorable. You will remember your Great Dane for the rest of your life. Even if you get other dogs after us, you'll remember us. I want to talk about loyalty, because I think this is where Great Danes really excel. We're not just loyal in the I'll protect you from threats way. We're loyal in the I will be wherever you are away. Kitchen, living room, bathroom, bedroom. We're there. And I know some people find this annoying. I can't even use the bathroom alone, but I think most Great Dane owners appreciate it. Because it's not neediness, it's devotion. We're not following you because we need something. We're following you because you're our person. And in a world where everything feels transactional, where relationships feel conditional, having a creature who just wants to be near you, with no conditions, no expectations, is powerful. Great Danes are emotional dogs. We feel things deeply. When you're sad, we know, and we stay close. When you're happy, we're happy. We're not stoic like some breeds. We're not detached. We're emotionally present. And I think that emotional intelligence makes us excellent companions for people who need that. People who live alone. People going through hard times. People who just want a dog who gets it. Great Danes get it. Here's what I think is the best thing about Great Danes. The bond you build with us is unique. Because we're so dependent on you, so attached to you, the relationship becomes deeply reciprocal. You take care of us. We take care of you in our own way. You give us food and shelter. We give you companionship and loyalty. And that bond, that specific Great Dane human bond, is unlike anything else. I'm not saying other dogs don't bond. They do. But Great Danes bond with an intensity that can be overwhelming. Try ignoring me once. I'll emotionally collapse on your lap like a 150-pound throw pillow. We don't do anything halfway. If we're your dog, we're all in. I've been with my human for almost 4 years, and I can't imagine being anyone else's dog. She's not perfect. I'm not perfect. We have our routines, our quirks, our disagreements about couch space. You call it sharing. I call it owning real estate with a decorative human pillow. But she's my person. And I think that's what Great Danes offer. A relationship so specific, so individual, that it feels like it was meant to be. You're not just getting a dog. You're getting your dog. So here's my final argument. Great Danes are the best dog if you want a companion. Not if you want a working dog. Not if you want a marathon running partner. Not if you want a dog that will live 15 years. But if you want a dog who will love you completely, who will be with you constantly, who will make you feel less alone, Great Danes are unmatched. We're impressive without being intimidating. We're giant without being aggressive. We're low energy without being boring. We're elegant, loyal, emotional, and deeply bonded to our people. And yes, we're expensive. Yes, we have health issues. Yes, we don't live long enough. But the time you get with a Great Dane is worth all of it. That's my argument. Great Danes are the best dogs. Not for everyone, but for the right person, absolutely the best. This has been Yeti. Thanks for listening. If you're considering getting a Great Dane, visit grdane.com for breed information, realistic expectations, and guidance on whether this is the right breed for your life. And if you already have a Great Dane, you know I'm right. Now excuse me while I chase my tail and accidentally remodel the kitchen.